Hello, good morning. Welcome to worship. On the right-hand side of your bulletin, you'll see the announcements that you need to be aware of. Our Wednesday night Bible study meets at 6:30 p.m. in the education building. Please come and join us. We begin at 6:30 with a light meal. And then we have a time of Bible study, and then we have a prayer time together. The third Sunday fellowship luncheon for October will be next Sunday, October the 18th, hosted by Baron and Elizabeth Caulfield. Women in the church are collecting non-perishable food items in the Ed Building to make Thanksgiving baskets. And they are also collecting items for the Samaritan's Purse Project. This flower arrangement was done by Sarah L. Champion and Gloria King. Down at the bottom of your page, you'll see the Westminster Shorter Catechism, question 41. And question 41 says, wherein is the moral law summarily comprehended? And the answer is,
the moral law is summarily comprehended.
Would you please join me, and let's read the call to worship from Revelation chapter 11, verses 15 through 17, responsively. Then the seventh angel blew his trumpet, and there were loud voices in heaven saying,
the kingdom of the world is come, the kingdom of our Lord, and of Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever.
And the 24 elders who sit on their thrones before God fell on their faces and worshiped God, saying,
we give thanks to you,
deserve the praise of your people because you sought us, wretched wanderers, far astray, found us lost and kindly brought us from the paths of death away. Your pardoning grace has saved us, given us peace, and bestowed us with bliss. Help, O God, our weak endeavor. Rouse our dull souls. Light a flame in our bosoms, and make it glow with warm feelings of devotion for you, through Jesus Christ, your Son, who also taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Would you please stand and take a hymn book and turn to hymn number 100. And we will continue to stand through the glory of Pascha. But let's sing standards 1 through 4 of hymn 100, Holy, Holy, Holy. Christian, what is it that you believe?
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day He rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. There He will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Glory. go to the Lord in prayer. Our merciful and loving Lord, you are like the wealthy master in the parable that Jesus told one time, in that you have entrusted us with talents. You have sovereignly given to us according to your will, and we are responsible to maximize the use of the talents and the gifts that you have given us to your glory. Too many times we're like the slothful servant who buried his talent in the ground. Forgive us, Lord, for our slothfulness. Forgive us, too, of failing to keep your commandments, for not loving you, and for not loving our neighbor, for pride, for lust, for greed, for dishonesty, for selfish ambition, for selfishness. Pardon us of all of these things and all of our sins by your grace through Jesus Christ. Father, we pray for Jim Doris as he goes for tests this week. And we pray for a good outcome from those tests. We pray for the Mark Buchanan family. We pray for this family who of nine kids, who children who lost a father and a wife who's lost a husband. Six children still at home. We pray for that family, Lord, that you would have mercy on them, that you would comfort them, and that you would sustain them during this hard time. Father, we pray for members of our church who are shut in or who are sick. We pray for Mary Ellen Lovelady and for Lanice Badley and for Mosella Perkins, for Bertha McCullough, for Bess White. We pray for Julia Fernandez, who is recuperating from being in the hospital and being treated for illness. Father, we pray that your grace and mercy would be with all of them. Pray for Martha Davis as she gets settled into the nursing home. Father, we pray for missionaries all over the world and preachers of the gospel. We pray that the word of the Lord may speed ahead and be honored, and that your servants may be delivered from wicked and evil men. Lord, help us to be ready to give an account when Jesus returns, and change us from being slothful servants to ones who will be faithful to our Lord Jesus Christ. Direct our hearts to the love of God and to the steadfastness of Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen. From Psalm 129. And you'll find the words to Psalm 129 in the back of your Trinity hymn book on page 833. Would you please turn there and let us read the passage from Psalm 129 together responsively. They have greatly oppressed me from my youth. Let Israel say,
they have greatly oppressed me from my youth.
Plowmen have plowed my back and made their furrows long.
The Lord is righteous. He has set me free from the furrows of the wicked.
May all who hate Zion be turned back in shame.
May they be like grass on the roof, which withers before you come.
With it the reaper cannot fill his hands, nor the one who gathers fill his arms.
May those who pass by on us say,
our next hymn is number 455, and would you please stand and turn to 455, and that same stanza is 1, 3, and 5 of And Can It Be? prepared to receive our morning offering. Our gracious Lord, by giving these offerings, we are acknowledging that you are the source of all of our blessings and our gratitude for you, for the gifts that you give to us. We are acknowledging that we value you more than anything in heaven and earth. Please take and use these offerings to advance the kingdom of Christ here in this place and beyond here to the uttermost parts of the earth. In His name we pray. Amen. Chapter 4, verses 1 through 6. 1 Peter 4, verses 1 through 6. And this is what it says. Since, therefore, Christ suffered in the flesh, arm yourselves with the same way of thinking. For whoever has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin, so as to live for the rest of the time in the flesh, no longer for human passions, but for the will of God. For the time that is past suffices for doing what the Gentiles want to do, living in sensuality, passions, drunkenness, orgies, drinking parties, and lawless idolatry. With respect to this, they are surprised when you do not join them in the same flood of debauchery, and they malign you. But they will give an account to Him who is ready to judge the living and the dead. For this is why the gospel was preached even to those who are dead, that though judged in the flesh the way people are, they might live in the spirit the way God does. This is the word of God. The grass withers, the flower fades. The word of our God stands and abides forever. May He bless the reading of it and the preaching of it to you this morning.